Mr. Chairman, at the outset, on behalf of the delegation of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, I extend my heartfelt congratulations to Dr. Koo Dong-yu, the newly elected Director General of FAO, and wish him successful tenure. I also would like to express my appreciations to outgoing Director General Dr. Graziano da Silva for the efforts and contributions he made for the organization. Mr. Chairman, natural and geographical environment and agricultural development situation of each country is different from one another. In order to ensure food security, it is important for the countries to work out agricultural policies best suited for their specific conditions. At the same time, the activities and support of the FAO should be elaborated and diversified to helping each member state with establishing proper strategies for achieving sustainable development goals. In this context, it is necessary for the FAO to identify the contents of its assistance which can practically contribute to increasing the agricultural production of member states and deliver them in a timely manner. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, the DPRK government set the agriculture as a key sector for building an economic giant and is concentrating nationwide investment on agriculture. Comrade Kim Jong-un, the chairman of the DPRK State Affairs Commission, in his policy speech made at the first session of the 14th Supreme People's Assembly of DPRK, pointed out that the agricultural sector should pay special attention to solving the issues of seed, fertilizer, water, and ensuring arable land, introduce scientific farming methods, and raise the rate of the mechanization of the farm work, and thus attain the grain production target set by the government without fail. For the present, the DPRK government has set the agriculture as one of the important sectors in implementing 5-year strategy for national economic development to be accomplished by 2020. The government is making efforts to put the agriculture sector to an advanced global standard and increase sustainably the agricultural production by not only looking at today, but also looking far beyond. We are increasing the share of the local production of a chemical fertilizer and also expanding the network of disseminating scientific farming methods to farmers. Consequently, substantial progress is being made in the field of animal husbandry, fruit farming, and fisheries. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, despite challenges and difficulties ahead of us, the DPRK government will make a positive contribution to the international efforts for the sustainable development of agriculture by increasing the crop production with our own efforts and technology. The DPRK government in the future too will strengthen the cooperation with FAO and its member states in line with its ideal of foreign policy of independence, peace, and friendship. Thank you very much.